This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There are worrying signs, says the UK Defense Secretary, that Russia has begun moving forces into Ukraine. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports others are worried too.
In the UK,
waking up to a very dark day in Europe.
British cabinet member Sajid Javid says
President Putin has decided to attack the sovereignty of Ukraine.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK will introduce immediate sanctions, and the EU says it's measuring its response, noting that a full-fledged invasion has not yet taken place. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The AP's Tim McGuire reports the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting last night on Russia's actions against Ukraine.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the Security Council during a rare nighttime emergency meeting that Russian President Vladimir Putin seems intent on restoring the Russian Empire to regions controlled by the Tsars before the 1917 revolution. She added an attack on Ukraine, a UN member state, would be an attack on all UN members.
The White House is now prohibiting U.S. investment and trade in the separatist regions, and additional measures, likely sanctions, will be announced today. Canadian lawmakers have voted to extend the emergency powers that could put down any effort by those opposed to COVID restrictions to restart a blockade. The hate crimes trial of three white men who chased and killed a black man in Georgia, Ahmaud Arbery, is now in the hands of the jury. Deliberations are scheduled to resume this morning. Former President Trump's social media app launched Monday. He is hoping it will rival Twitter. It's called Truth Social. It was offered for download from the Apple App Store. The site had technical glitches shortly after launch. This is AP News. A sewage spill shut down a stretch of a Southern California beach yesterday.
A sewage spill in Southern California forced the closure of a stretch of beach Monday. The Orange County Health Agency says up to 50,000 gallons of raw sewage spilled into nearby waters. The spill was caused by a blocked sewer line at a restaurant in Newport Bay, the Los Angeles Times reported. Monday's spill came less than 2 months after a sewage main in Carson, California failed and millions of gallons of waste spilled into the Los Angeles Harbor. I'm Mike Rossio.
A Massachusetts man's been arrested for trying to enter a tiger enclosure after breaking into Boston's Franklin Park Zoo, say police. Police say the man said only that he was very interested in tigers. Matthew Abraham is 24. Police say he climbed over a gate into the zoo, scaled several fences, and ignored warning signs, but was not able to gain access to the tiger enclosure. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.